is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Holly, what do you got, honey?
All right, happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday to you, too.
Oh, yes. I've got a makeup collaboration that might pique the interest of some folks out there.
Did you find out about Brittany and my makeup collaboration?
I don't even know what the heck that... We are off the rails already, and I'm only like 30 seconds into this thing.
We've been creating new makeup lines in here all day.
It's edible.
Okay. Jessica Simpson did that back in the day. Do you guys remember Jessica Simpson's...
edible?
Well, she made these beauty products, and the selling point was that you could eat them, and they tasted like cupcakes. This was back when Jessica Simpson was doing Newlyweds, and before her fashion line. You can look it up. Edible makeup and beauty products.
That's Jessica Simpson.
No, you don't. It's terrible. I have a lip scrub that's sugar that always reminds me it's not edible.
I have that one,
but
too.
But it's totally edible. I eat it all the time.
I used to like Bonnie Bell lip smackers and wish that they were edible because it smelled so edible.
Yeah, just take a honk. It tastes like Dr. Pepper. straight off your lip smacker.
Right?
That red one's so good.
I know.
Well, this is a makeup collaboration. I suppose technically all makeup is edible. I'm sure there are statistics out there about how many tubes of lipstick you consume during the course of a lifetime.
Yeah, I bet you could eat quite a bit.
You probably could. Not advisable.
No.
But you could. But this makeup collaboration is from Urban Decay and Prince. They are releasing a line of Prince-inspired makeup.
I gotta go see it.
That drips purple. Well, you can't really see it right now, Julia, because they're not releasing the details. I think on Urban Decay's social media, they just have teased it with a picture of Prince. And it's probably going to have some kind of Purple Rain-inspired palette. You can imagine that it's, I imagine, sparkly.
I think this is really smart.
Yeah, so this is going to be launching May 27th. It will feature, according to their words, Urban Decay's words, super rare packaging inspired by the music of Prince's one-of-a-kind style and over-the-top performances.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I wish I looked better in purple.
I like purples.
I feel like they're going to have more than just purple.
Okay. Then I'll get it.
I mean, it has to have purple. That's just...
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I like the idea of a sparkly purple, but yeah.
I think there will be something.
It'll be okay.
I'm going to love it. I'm going to get it. We're going to get it. We're all going to get it. We're all going to share it, even though it's COVID.
Yep.
Yeah. Fearless, expressive, transcendent. So those are the words being described by Urban Decay and their Prince collab, May 27th. It's going to be a little hotter than the Chipotle makeup. Did anybody buy guacamole eyeliner? I don't know.
I forgot.
No, okay. We need Anne Heche to do more dishing of the dirt.
Yeah.
Because she's on TikTok, and she is throwing more shade at her ex, Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell me.
So Anne Heche, in her latest TikTok video, so this was posted yesterday, she took part in the shape-shifting challenge that's happening over on TikTok. The video opens with, "Who do you think I'll get?" So the filter, the shapeshift filter on TikTok, allows people to shapeshift, quote unquote, into a different person, one that kind of resembles
them. Why haven't you done that with me, Brittany?
We can. We'll do it today.
Yeah. So then once the picture's taken, TikTok chooses a face that's supposed to serve as the best lookalike. Anne Heche transformed into her ex, Ellen DeGeneres. And then you can hear her voice saying, "Oh, my God, not her."
Oh,
here's the thing, you guys. You pick the photo
that you want to shapeshift to. Well, she picked her.
I know. But I'm just saying that
she's
it's a little
poking the bear.
It's a little pick me, but that's fine.
She said, "Disappointed, but not surprised. Hashtag shapeshifting. Hashtag joke. I want more shade from Anne
Heche. She is dishing it right now. What show is she in that she needs? Because I saw her in something. She might need some publicity for it.
I don't know, but she's been on TikTok for a while and just telling stories about how controlling Ellen was in the relationship.
Yes,
and
that she wouldn't let her dress sexy.
Yeah, it's pretty good. She's a good follow.
Yes, so Anne Heche on TikTok, please give us more dirt on your relationship with Ellen DeGeneres. We are here.
Wow.
Now, I've got a new show for you guys that's going to be on Fox next television season. If you're missing shows like, Nashville...
Yes. Or you're missing. I love that.
Yes. So they have ordered a country music drama called Monarch. It was originally called Untitled Country Music Dynasty. It's going to feature original songs and cover songs. It's going to be an hour long. They're calling it a Texas-sized multi-generational musical drama about America's first family of country music. Mm-hmm. A fictional first family of country music. They're called the Romans. That's all the details that I know about this project right now. But something to look forward to. Put it on your calendar.
I like this.
Something else to put on your calendar. Saturday Night Live.
Yes. Okay, what do you think? What are we thinking about this?
The Elon Musk episode airing tomorrow night.
The Miley Cyrus episode.
Yes. Now, the promo for Saturday night's Saturday Night Live features Elon Musk. He says, "Hi, I'm Elon Musk. I'm hosting SNL this week, blah, blah, blah. And I'm a wild card, so there's no telling what I may do."
Hmm.
He's a wild.
Is he going to blow out of a cannon?
I mean, that's probably the best bit that he could do.
You guys, it's either going to be so bad.
Or so good.
Or so good. And either way, it's going to be so good.
It's brilliant sun casting. Yeah.
I mean, I'm ever since they announced this, thank you for reminding me, Holly, because I completely forgot. Thank you.
You're welcome. Put it in your calendar right now. And I set will. An alarm for this. Well, brilliant stunt casting. Let's remember, we are in the month of May, and this is May sweeps, so that means a lot of shows want a lot of eyeballs on them so that they can, you know, do the business side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, he's leaning into the quote-unquote controversy around his casting and Elon Musk being like, I'm a wild card. Who knows what I'm going to do?
Right.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, he promises that the episode's going to be goodish. So there you go.
Goodish?
Goodish. Elon Musk.
I think that is something that we could kind of
deliver on. Goodish?
Uh-huh. We're goodish.
Yeah, we're goodish.
SNL is really painful to watch full. Like, if you get the clips.
No, I can't do the
whole clips
thing.
Are great. The ones that, you know, someone will send the next day. Yeah. They're like, oh, this was funny, this was funny. But when you sit down and watch the whole thing, it's pretty painful. I mean, it's rough.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, think about Saturday Night Live has been on for 46 years at this point.
Yeah.
And we remember so many classic bits from Saturday Night Lives of the past. But within every episode of Saturday Night Live that contained a classic skit, there was 90 or like 85 minutes of things that we will never remember again.
You're right.
That's true. That's true. I should probably look at it more like that. I mean, if one funny thing happens, that's good enough. You're right.
Yeah, it's good enough. You know, you get one Matt Foley living in a van down by the river.
Worth it.
Yeah, totally worth it. So, you know what? Elon Musk is going to be making some must-see TV tomorrow night. So, if you want to watch the whole thing, then...
Thanks, Holly.
You're the best.
All right.
All right. We're going to come back with Friday picks, or they call, I believe we call them weekend picks other times. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia.
Yeah, it's
and we're going to be there in 20 minutes.
We can't wait. I've been so worked up this whole show.
I know. I kind of love it. I love it. All right. Friday picks are brought to you by AARP of Minnesota. Wanting people to know that they have so many cool things going on. If you just go check out their website, aarp.org/MN, they really, if you want to volunteer, they've got opportunities, they've got trivia stuff, they've got movies for grownups, they are featuring the jazz festival, they've got good events to help people learn more about things that would be important to them, whatever it is. All right, so who wants to go first?
I'm going to go first in case you guys accidentally say mine.
Oh, okay. That's usually my MO.
No, I'm going first.
All right, go.
Oudipils.
What is that?
Oudipils, the brewery.
Where's that?
It is.
Golden Valley.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like Golden Valley, kind of Bryn Mawr, right? It's right in there.
Yeah, it's right over by Bryn Mawr. It's right that cusp of, they're doing yoga on Sunday for only $10. So not only is this my weekend pick, this is my Mother's Day pick. Bring your mom along. All you have to do is drop $20 for the both of you. You get to chill, do some yoga, have a beer, hang out.
They do that at a couple breweries. There's one right over here in St. Paul that does it by work. I think it's a great idea. I think people have said it's super fun, too.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. It's the perfect sport to drink to.
Yoga?
Yeah.
After.
Yeah, or during.
Because I can't imagine how many burps there would be doing the downward dogs.
But it's outdoors, so it's breezy, it's beautiful. Do it.
Do it.
You get a cheese plate while you're doing the downward dog. Just put your face in a charcuterie plate. Why not?
There you go.
So that's mine. Nobody can take it. Mine.
All right, Rocco, what do you got?
Well, I got to see. I'll go chronologically. Saturday, let's say you wanted to watch the United game, but you didn't want to, you know, you wanted to spice things up a little bit.
Yeah.
At Brit's Pub, they're having like a watch party. I believe it's out on the, you know, the
on the ceiling.
On the outdoor. Yeah.
On the ceiling, which they call the rooftop.
Dancing on the ceiling like Lionel Richie. but yeah, it says that they'll have a bunch of screens. You get a scarf. The game's at 9 o'clock, and you know, maybe the Loons will get their first win this year.
I love that.
That's
not been after that? They ended on such a high last year,
right? They went to the semifinals. Everybody thought it was going to be their year. They stink. The Twins stink. You know, the Wild are good. We got that going for us.
The Timberwolves stink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, but maybe next year. I saw this.
But wait, are we that far in the season that you're already giving up on the Loons?
Oh, well, no, I was more thinking of the Timberwolves there. But yeah, I think the Loons are like 0-3 and have scored like one goal. So it's not very exciting. So that's a really fun pick for you. Just go see a team that doesn't score. But,
but you can know, at least the be environment outside at and Brits, drink,
yeah, you can Brits eat those scotch eggs, fun. Fish and chips, all that fun
and they
stuff.
Have cute merch. The Loons does have cute merch.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason why you should go.
Why you should go.
I saw this on my Facebook on Sunday at Gustavus Adolphus Lutheran Church on Arcade in the East St. Paul. They're having something called Egg Roll War. And they're having all these food trucks out, and it's a competition to see you. Looks like it's... My Google's talking back to me in case you can hear that. There's 28 food trucks, and they're having 28? A competition to see who has the best egg roll.
Wow.
Yum.
So that's like all day. That could be fun. And then also Sunday, my friend, my former radio colleague, Patty Peterson's doing a couple shows at the Dakota.
Oh, nice.
But I believe they're streaming. They're not. I don't think you can go to the Dakota.
I don't know that.
It says streaming when I go to look at it. So I think that's what that is. And so she's doing the Jazz Women All-Stars. It's her and I think 5 other women. And they're going to get jazzy on Mother's Day.
Oh, she's so talented.
And she's a good mom. I know
her. She is so good. She's so good. All right. Here's a couple things I have. You know, Mick Sterling has the relief sessions, and he's producing comedy shows. He's producing music shows, and a lot of them are outside at the Big Tent in Burnsville on Burnsville Parkway. And every Thursday through Saturday, so Thursday, Friday, Saturdays in the month of May, he's having a comedy tent. So live comedy outside.
Oh, very fun.
And it's $15. The shows are $15. And he's got good people. And if you want to know, find out more, it's therelievesessions.com. So that'd be super fun.
Very
fun. Go see
fun.
Comedy outside. If you want to hear some music this weekend inside, well, outside Petey Pappy's in Stillwater.
Okay.
Have you ever been there?
No.
It's super crowded and super fun, though. Mason-Dixon Line is today and High and Mighty is tomorrow. And then Palmer's, you know, right over here on the West Bank, yep. Mother Banjo and Ben Cook Feltz is tonight. Mm. And that, Tony redid the outdoor patio, and it's really cool. And it would be fun. And then also Midtown Global Market is having a fashion stroll on Saturday.
What?
And they're featuring, you know, different items from around the world. Fashions and jewelry from Venezuela, the Himalayas, South America, Africa, Morocco. But all made by local artisans. And that's going to be Saturday, May 8th from 11 to 4 p.m. And then let's see here. Some of the other things that you can do.
Oh, are you shaming me because you did 15 and I did one yoga session?
Not at all. Because usually I just tell everyone go to the Como Zoo or the Minnesota Zoo.
Go to museums. Go to the library.
And they just give me endless amounts of crap. But I want to tell people a couple things that are coming up. If you like Bob Dylan, I think, ooh. Did we talk about his 80th birthday bash at First Avenue, Rocco?
Yeah, I'm going to be out of town, but that would be something on my radar.
If you want to get
a Bob Dylan shirt, right? This
I saw
second.
That.
I know.
Monday, May 24th. Go check it out because you can get tickets for that. They're having a tribute show. And also, for our people who have been to Summerfest before in Milwaukee, it is happening, but it's just going to happen over 3 weekends in September. But
that's
super
fun.
I know. You can get the lineup at summerfest.com.
Have they announced this a lineup yet?
I would have clicked on it.
No, I'll go check it out. I've been there a handful of times. Yeah. That's always super fun. I mean, you can see like bands that you'd pay, you know, $30-$40 to see at First Ave for basically free. And then when you're done seeing them, you walk across the way and see another band that you'd pay $40 to see at First Ave. And then when you're done with them, you go see another one. It's just so fun.
Yeah, they got Luke Bryan. They've got Dylan Scott, Chance the Rapper. They've got Jonas Brothers, Cheryl Crow.
Really?
Zach Brown Band, Miley Cyrus, Dave Matthews Band. That's wild.
Okay, that would be a fun road trip.
Yeah, Run the Jewels is super fun.
Yeah, Wilco. And those ones you're mentioning, the first ones at least, are, you know, they do have like one venue where you actually do have to pay for like a premium ticket to sit.
Of course you'd pick them. Of course you'd mention the expensive
ones. So you gotta pay extra to see Miley Cyrus. But I'm just looking at the other stuff. If you want to see Wilco, Run the Jewels, those are the Pixies, ZZ Top.
Nelly?
I think those are just on regular stages.
Oh, God. Well, that sounds kind of fun.
Ooh, I didn't even know that schedule is out. Now I'm going to.
Well, they sent me this the other day. Our friend in Milwaukee, what's her name? She always sends us stuff.
Indigo Bailey. Girls.
Joni Cunningham.
Huh?
Joni Cunningham.
Yeah, she sends me.
Laverne DeFazio.
Richie. Fonz, he just keeps emailing me.
Sheila E. Maybe you've heard of her. She'll be there.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so TV this weekend. The series premiere of Jupiter's Legacy with the new superhero that we're going to die for, Josh Duhamel.
Okay.
The first generation of superheroes as they pass on their torch to their children. That's this weekend.
Is it like a serious or supposed to be a comedy?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm just reading you what I read.
Yeah. No.
Saturday night, you know, they're having the concert to reunite the world with her. It's the Vax Live thing that Harry spoke at last weekend. Jennifer Lopez, she's singing Sweet Caroline to Ben Affleck in the audience. That'd be a reason to tune it in. And then also, did anybody watch? I would love it if someone called. I know this is a bad time to ask for calls because I feel like people are doing other things. But Girl Five Ever. Did you watch it?
I watched it for you.
We're going to take a break and when we come in. Did you?
Yes, because I listen. You guys talked about it yesterday.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with that. And then we are singing, it's an oldie but a goodie, She's a Lady by Tom Jones. So stay tuned.
Whoa.
Oh, happy Mother's Day, everybody. Whatever way you're a mom, you're a mom of a pet. If you're a mom of a kid, if you're an auntie, a grandma, or anything.
You're the mother of dragons.
Mother of dragons. Just celebrate.
I love that reference.
It's your weekend, and it's going to be sunny. And, you know, one of the things we really do miss, and there still is time to sign up for Team Low J. If you want to make a donation to the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Fund, you can go to My Talk, and we have the cutest fanny pack.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
It's
so cute, and you get that for free. And you're just making a donation this year, and we miss walking. We have such great connections with so many of our listeners.
If they want to be on your team, is it under LoJ or?
It's just at My Talk and it's on the main page.
Okay.
You know.
Get y'all signed up.
Get y'all signed up. And it's easy and you can do it till Sunday morning. So you watched Girls Five Ever on Peacock.
I did, specifically because you were talking about it yesterday and I was so excited.
Both Lori and I read great reviews.
One of the writers, I think, you said Tina Fey. It's got a real 30 Rock feel to it. It's hilarious. It taps into nostalgia mixed with really quick wit. I want to watch it again because I was giving it my attention, but the jokes are so quick and funny.
Right.
That, like, at one point, there's this girl who's, you know, the concept of the show is there is this girl band that was kind of put together in the age where people put them together by putting out things
like
in
90s.
Newspapers. Yeah. And put them all together. And they didn't make it. They made this song right before September 11th. They made this song about like an airplane running into your heart. So it was just like this like, oh, the bad, terrible timing. They make like a little reference to that. They're like, not a great time to put out an airplane song. But there are so many funny jokes that are thrown in there.
So they're getting a chance to come back and modern day.
Yep. And they reference this one who's like, she's this girl, she's giving an interview. And this is like back, you know, in the early 2000s. She's like, oh, yes, I love men's bodies. And then later comes out, she's like a lesbian.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're so proud of you, you know, being, you know, coming out and all this stuff. She goes, yeah, I was the first woman. I was the first gay marriage to get a divorce. Love isn't always real. Like, there's so many quick jokes.
Right.
Where you're just like, you die. It's so funny. And even if you don't have, you know, premium or whatever, the different
Peacock,
you have to get the Peacock app. But the first episode is free. You can watch that what. And then if you have one of the services, a lot of the services you can watch, sign that up, you know, get that all tied together and you'll be set.
Oh, how fun. All right. I'm going to totally watch this weekend.
Very funny. I have a question.
I'm watching it too.
Yeah. Oh my God, Rocco, you'll love it.
Because it's old music nostalgia. Yeah.
You'll love it. Yeah. And you get 30 Rock references and stuff. So yeah, you'll love the writing is so similar. I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
Do you guys, now that there's a lot of shows coming out with reality TV and it starts at the beginning of the pandemic, you know, the things are set, like $1 Million Listing just came out for New York where it's set at the beginning of the pandemic. Do you guys enjoy watching things that
were filmed pandemic?
Yeah, no. That were filmed in the pandemic or filmed like they don't know what's coming yet. Like a lot of the reality TV.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, like the idea of they're going to discover it on the show. Is that something you would enjoy watching?
Not really.
No, I've already looked through it.
When I watched the QAnon thing, they were, you know, they got to the end.
Right.
Like, well, we had to sort of stop filming because of the pandemic.
Right.
And I'm, you know, I don't often like to be reminded of it or think about it.
I'm not in the mood anymore.
You know, and
I've experienced.
And you know what's funny is that, you know, we've kind of gone through this before as a society, you know, with like the 1918 stuff.
Yeah.
And you don't see stuff from the 20s going, hey, remember that flu? Remember the Spanish flu?
Well, I mean, they didn't make a lot of television sets then.
There was also a thing called motion pictures and stuff. So, I mean, yeah, there's not a lot of pop culture references from the 20s to like, hey, you know, remember that
stuff? I don't
know
that it's funny.
No.
It's not funny.
And
people died, and it's just not funny.
And I'm not even saying, like, funny-wise. $1 Million Listing just started, and they're doing January of 2020, and they'll say things like, you know, like, this is going to be my year, and you just remember how normal and optimistic you were, and it makes my heart hurt. It makes me anxious, makes my heart hurt. And I also am like, I don't want to remember those feelings yet. And I think you guys are on to something, that it's like, that there weren't a lot of things that were made back then, and like, I mean, I'm having a hard time with reality shows being filmed with it, but I definitely am having a hard time with reality shows or shows in general that are being filmed where you're going to watch them discover it.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Like The Housewives this week of New York, I was kind of like, ugh.
Yeah.
We're just going to visit people's apartments.
Yeah, it's hard.
I'm not in the mood. I really do think, depending on where your emotional, you know, this was a mental health. This was a hard year for people. I mean, there's blessings everywhere, of course, but also it was a hard year. And the only show that I really thought did a good job with it was This Is Us.
Okay.
This Is Us this year was poignant, and it wasn't too much COVID, and it wasn't too much. I mean, they really got into Black Lives Matter, which was, and it, just the way that they told the story was so insightful and different, and it was really great.
Really? Okay.
It was a great season, and I was dreading it. But other than that, I think it's too soon. I think, is it time to sing? It's not too soon to celebrate Tom Jones.
We could.
Is it too soon?
Let me back time things here. Yeah, we could start singing.
Okay, so this is an oldie but a goodie. Mm-hmm. And Brittany, did you just learn it today or did you know it?
I've heard it before, but definitely learned it today.
I made her have a lesson. Thank you for filling in. Everybody have such a fantastic weekend.
Good. Have a great Mother's Day.
Yes, turn it up. And
don't forget, your mother